Senator Eddie Lucio Jr. of Brownsville gives us a fine example of how Democrats have a strange faith in government bureaus and commissions. Senator Lucio wants to resurrect the Good Neighbor Commission, a state agency that was dissolved in 1978 in order to improve Texas' relations with Mexico. As part of legislation he's filing, the Brownsville Democrat wants to create the post of Texas-Mexico Commissioner. The commissioner would work with the Good Neighbor Commission on a number of cross-border issues. We need to strengthen our relationship with Mexico in all respects, be it infrastructure, immigration, water, the environment, healthcare, education. There are so many different issues that impact us here along the border, Lucio said, according to a report in the Rio Grande Guardian. Texas already has a Secretary of State who handles such. The legislature already has committees dedicated to this, and there are other state and federal as well as regional bodies which are already tasked with these matters. But creating another commission will somehow accomplish what all the others do not? You've got to have an odd faith that more government's a solution to believe such. Aside from all of that, it is Mexico, not Texas, refusing to be a good neighbor, whether with criminal violence in the drug trade, corrupt politicians in border states, not living up to water treaty obligations, and a long list of other obvious items. How will creating yet another commission and the expenses and salaries which go with such on the Texas side of the border do a thing to address Mexico's neighborliness? I'm Robert Pratt. Join me right here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.